2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have blue sky, 96 degrees.
And I-15 delays Davis and Salt Lake County building. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story. What has worked and what hasn't with Operation Rio Grande? Utah Congressman Ben McAdams and leaders from Salt Lake County are looking at how well the program's been going since it was kicked off 2 years ago tomorrow. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live in Salt Lake City with more. Paul, what are they saying?
Well, actually, there have been a lot of successes, but at the same time, they say there have been some problems that they've had to fix along the way. One of the biggest successes is how they've improved medical care for homeless people who are otherwise being untreated.
Almost 4,400 people have enrolled in the targeted adult Medicaid program. This has made them eligible for treatment and other services. So 2,500 people in Salt Lake County have accessed treatment since Rio Grande.
But McAdams also says that affordable housing is still one of the biggest hurdles they face. He says when the program first started, people would graduate from drug court, but they had no place to go because they couldn't afford rent. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Thank you, Paul. KSL News Time, 3:31. If you've ever been late for a big event in your life, you might relate to this next story. Maria Chaleos is here with details.
Jeff, a dispute over the time leads to a lawsuit from a man that wants to serve his city. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs has the story.
Hubert Ha is ticked off.
I thought I got there right on the dot at 5 o'clock, and he walks in and she says, "You're disqualified." And he says, "Well, what can I do?" She said, "Nothing. You're disqualified."
That's Ha's attorney, Todd Weiler, speaking on Dave and Dujanovic earlier today. He says Ha was on time for the 5 o'clock deadline earlier in the month to file some paperwork to run for Draper City Council. The city recorder said Ha was late by a minute. Weiler says he had private eyes check the time on a couple clocks in the Draper City office versus the U.S. Naval Observatory master clock.
One was 2.5 minutes off, and the other one was 3 minutes. They were both ahead.
Also, Huss says the recorder had sent an email telling potential candidates that the deadline was a couple days later than it actually was. The recorder said, "That happened, but I sent a follow-up with a correction." Ha is suing to get back on the ballot. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
There is a new report comparing the starting pay for teachers to what other professionals make. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards has more.
Utah ranks 15th in the nation for their pay gap. Based on 2018 numbers, Utah teachers' starting pay was about 19% lower than the average starting pay for other jobs in Utah, the tech industry skewing it higher. But recent raises in several school districts will close that gap.
The study also did not find any correlation between higher teacher pay and better student performance. KSL's top national stories this hour. President Trump once again targeting Representatives Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar over their recent back and forth concerning travel restrictions in Israel. Mr. Trump today referencing a news conference the two lawmakers gave in which they called Israel's entry ban on them undemocratic and not befitting of a close ally.
I've seen her in a very vicious mood at campaign rallies, my campaign rallies. Before she was a congresswoman, I said, "Who is that?" And I saw a woman that was violent and vicious and out of control. And all of a sudden, I see this person who's crying because she can't see a grandmother. She can see a grandmother. They gave her permission to see a grandmother, but she grandstanded and she didn't want to do it.
Tlaib had planned to visit her grandmother and was subsequently told she could as long as she promised not to advance boycotts. And during an Oval Office Q&A, the president was asked whether he'd like to see Russia back in the Group of Eight.
I could certainly see it being the G8 again, and if somebody would make that motion, I would certainly be disposed to think about it very favorably.
Russia was booted from the G8, back in 2014. New allegations against Jeffrey Epstein from three women who filed a lawsuit today. ABC's Aaron Katursky with the latest.
Two women now claim they were coerced into having sex with Jeffrey Epstein while he was on work release from jail in Florida. One of the women recalled him wearing an ankle monitor. Palm Beach County has launched an investigation into whether Epstein was properly supervised and why he was allowed on work release at all. The lawsuits name Epstein's estate just days after a trust was formally established for his $577 million worth of assets.
They also name Epstein's companies, which the women said enabled his sex trafficking. Other national stories KSL is following. The hunt is on today in Southern California for a man accused of stabbing and killing a retired Cal State Fullerton University administrator on campus yesterday. ABC's Alex Stone has details of the hunt.
Police believe the murder victim was targeted. The retired administrator was stabbed numerous times. His body found slumped in a car in the school parking lot. The suspect left behind a backpack, says Fullerton Police Lieutenant John Radis.
Inside the backpack, there was an incendiary device that was located. Also inside the backpack were items that one would use to potentially use to kidnap somebody.
A search is on now for the attacker and a motive. Students are not set to return to campus until later in the week. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
KSL News Time, 335.